good morning. It's Michael Guthrie, and you're on Real Estate Matters with Michael Guthrie, News Radio 1070 WINA. We're glad to have you. For those of you that may have been listening to the Charlottesville 10-miler, we appreciate you keeping the radio tuned to 1070 to listen to our show, and we're glad to have you. Must have been a pretty nice day to be out there running, a little chilly, but a great event. The Charlottesville 10-miler is an event that I think exemplifies what makes Charlottesville such a great place. I mean, we talk about the women's 4-miler, the Charlottesville 10-miler, the Charlottesville Marathon and Half Marathon, and just the way the community comes out and not only competes as far as running in those races, but volunteers and stands on corners and cheers and all those kind of things. Just it's a great thing. If you've never experienced it, I'd encourage you to do it, because it really gives you a real sense of what makes Charlottesville so great. But this morning, we are going to venture out eastward a little bit from the Charlottesville area. And I brought in Reeves Bailey from Montague Miller. Sharon Merrick from Roy Wheeler Realty Company will be joining us as well. And we're going to talk about Keswick today. As you know, we talk about all aspects of real estate on this show. But every several weeks, we try to sort of spotlight part of Charlottesville or an area of Charlottesville that you might not know as much about as other areas. And I thought it'd be fun to kind of talk about Keswick, because Keswick has its own sort of personality and a number of different aspects to it. And Reeves is a very, very experienced, a very successful realtor in the area. Both Reeves and Sharon are realtors that really give our industry a great name. I mean, they're just good people, but they're also very good at what they do. And Reeves has been involved with Keswick and Keswick Estates for some time. And so I brought Reeves in to kind of give us a taste of what's happening out there. And then we'll get Sharon to kind of give us more overall perspective of Keswick, and maybe even all the way out to Gordonsville. And Reeves, I'm really, really appreciative of you being here this morning.
Well, thanks, Michael. Appreciate you inviting me.
Now, I know I've been back, you know, for a little over 5 years. Mm-hmm. When did you and your team sort of get focused in regards to Keswick and Keswick Estates?
Well, to go back a little bit further than that even, Orient Express purchased Keswick Estate from Sir Bernard Ashley back in the late 90s. And actually, Keswick was Orient Express's first venture into the real estate market, meaning saleable real estate. So they purchased it in the late 90s and then found themselves owning something that they had really no familiarity with at all. They've obviously own hotels all over the world and are known for the luxury hospitality industry and delivering an extremely high level of customer service. So they acquired Keswick Estate back in the late 90s, and then they say, and we've got all these home sites. And what do you do with something like that? So basically, they took about 3 years to really wrap their hands around what it is that it meant to have real estate and how they wanted to approach it. So they brought us in about 2002 to start working with them on marketing and creating the vision for what Keswick Estate would be going forward. And we really started that effort in about 2003.
You know, it's interesting. I remember when I was in Charlottesville before moving up to Northern Virginia in 1983, even in college, you know, the University of Virginia would have their intramural golf tournament out at Keswick.
I'm not sure we want to go into too much of the history that might be.
But it was interesting. I can remember when it was a beautiful layout, layout, but
absolutely,
it was not in great shape, but you could go out there and play for 10 or 15
bucks.
Yeah,
you know, the old Villa Crawford that was there was a house that was built back, you know, early part of the century and had become then the golf clubhouse. There was the golf course there. There was a pool. There was some tennis courts, I think. But it really wasn't anything fancy at all. When Sir Bernard Ashley came in, that's when they took Villa Crawford, tripled the size, and made Keswick Hall, the hotel, what it is today. They added the whole club and all of that. So that happened back in the 90s. And then they completely revamped the golf course at that time, too, bringing in the Arnold Palmer Design Group to redesign the course, ultimately to lengthen it a bit, but really to turn it into the course that it is today, which is exceptional. I mean, the condition is just astounding.
Yeah, it really is, and it's always been fun. I've always appreciated Montague Miller and Keswick Estates and Keswick Hall all coming together and doing a realtor outing from time to time, mm-hmm. to get us out there to play golf and then, you know, actually enjoy the the sunset from that beautiful veranda. Later in the day. And Sharon, I'm really, really glad that you're here with us this morning as well, because I think, as we think of Keswick, and you all, you know, you and Duke live out in Keswick and are very involved out in that community, I think that just the, you know, the ambiance, if you will, of Keswick is what really caused Orient Express and things to see that this was a place to develop something into something pretty special.
Yeah, it's a great amenity to have, and it's a very special place, and you just, the scenery draws a lot of people, and having the services and the golf course and the restaurants and the fitness center and everything and the pools and the tennis courts, I mean, you can have a rural lifestyle but still not give up all those things. You can have a little bit of both, pretty much.
You know, Reeves, as we talk about, you know, Keswick Estates and you all marketing the properties out there, I've got to believe, and I want Sharon to talk a little bit about Gordonsville as well, because you got, you know, Gordonsville even farther east, but with Martha Jefferson Hospital, you know, coming in on Peter Jefferson Place and the intersection of 64 and 250 changing so much as far as now the ability to get from Keswick in for groceries or things like that, just in the last few years, a lot of people would have said that, boy, that's a little bit too far out for me. There's nothing there for me.
Right.
Whereas now you can go in, you know, a little bit west into Pantops Mountain and find restaurants or shops or things like that. Or what's happening out in Gordonsville, you know, kind of gives there some equal
distance. And Zion Crossroads as well. Zion Crossroads is becoming a real shopping destination for a lot of people, too. It can be quicker to run all the way out there, because you can jump on the interstate and be there in no time from Keswick. So you're right, shopping and a lot of the commercial amenities out in that direction have made life on the east side of town much more accommodating.
And with that being the case, what are you seeing as you're marketing, which are higher priced properties, for sure?
Very much so.
How do you see that all coming into play to create some positive momentum in what's going on out there?
Well, in general, you've got to look at who the buyer is in Keswick. And in there, this is within Keswick Estate specifically that I'm talking about, but they tend to be buyers that can be anywhere. They don't necessarily have to be in Charlottesville, although, you know, many of them do work here, but many of them choose to be here as opposed to needing to be here. And so having access to town, access to the university and all that it offers, but also access to commercial amenities, restaurants, all of those types of things are important to them. Lifestyle is a key component to what they're looking for. So within the bounds of Keswick Estate, we offer the country club kind of amenities and very fine dining and a beautiful club and a wonderful lifestyle and all of that. But then you go into the broader community and we have all of that to offer them as well. So those are all important pieces.
And Sharon, you know, as far as Keswick, you know, the community of Keswick, I look at Keswick and think, you know, you know the people that you live next to, see them at the store, you go to church with them, that kind of thing, and just the wonderful sort of customer service aspect of things. I had lunch with you and Duke out at Tolliver House the other day at Gordonsville, and just the graciousness of people, I think, is something that draws people to that area.
Yeah, it's a nice community and a nice neighborhood, and I consider Keswick kind of that whole corridor that starts at 250, goes up 22 and 231, which continues to be one of the most scenic drive byways in America. I mean, New York Times quote, takes you all the way up to Gordonsville. And along the way, we're lucky in the fact that a lot of the commercial has been kept in the corridor of 29 and maybe down in Zion Crossroads, and we've been able to preserve that whole conservation easement strip and that contiguous green space. So, back in the 1700s when King George gave 18,000 acres to Meriwether, he built Castle Hill. And then fast forward 275 years later, we still have that beautiful agricultural, prominent Southwest Mountain views that they had then. And it just makes for a wonderful place to live.
Well, we're going to take a break here for a minute or two to let our sponsor identify themselves. But when we come back, I want to talk about just the different types of properties that people, if they're interested, can be attracted to. I mean, not only do we have Keswick and Keswick Estates. Not only do we have the beautiful, you know, agriculture areas that you've talked about, the vineyards, you know, Gordonsville, the little town of Gordonsville, but we can't also forget Glenmore. I mean, Glenmore right. is part of that whole Keswick community as well, and the gated community out there and the golf course. There are just a lot of different things to choose from, and we'll talk about that after the break. We're grateful for Classic Furniture, and we'll look forward to catching up with you after we pay the bills here. Welcome back to Real Estate Matters with Michael Guthrie. We're glad you're here. As the lead-in of the show said, you can always listen to these shows. If you hear something that is of interest to you and you want somebody else to have an opportunity to hear it, we are on WINA.com. You can go to click on podcast to Real Estate Matters, and you can find a long list of the shows that we've done and find the ones that are of particular interest to you and listen to them. Or you can find us on Facebook.com/Real Estate Matters. Try to keep you updated with what's going on with real estate throughout the week. Point you toward the shows that are coming up, and also post in the podcast. Usually on Monday or Tuesday of the following week, you'll get a podcast of the show. And again, we're very, very grateful to have you listening, and we're also very grateful to all the people that are downloading and making this show a part of their day-to-day lives as far as knowing what's going on with real estate. But today we're talking about Keswick, and not just Keswick as you think about it with Fawcett's and the golf course and that kind of thing, but we're talking about the estates around Keswick. We're also talking about Keswick as Sharon Merrick talked prior to the break, that it goes out in kind of a swath away from Charlottesville, starting at 250 and 64, and you know includes Keswick Estates and includes Glenmore, and it goes out into the vineyards and those kinds of things. And at least from my standpoint, and Reeves, maybe you could, you know, start on this in regards to what, if somebody is looking to be in Keswick Estates, you know, close and convenient to the clubhouse and mm-hmm. that kind of thing, you know, what's available out there, what are the price ranges, and then we can talk about more, you know, general as to what people right. can find in the close vicinity of that.
Sure. Well, within Keswick Estate itself, we have a total of 124 home sites. Of those, there are 39 that are remaining, so the rest have been sold. There are about 50 houses that have been built so far, and we've got two more under construction now, custom builds. So it's getting close to the end, so to speak. Prices start for the home sites in the high 200s, and those typically come with a club membership, family golf membership. And the orientation in Keswick Estate is towards quality, individually distinctive architectural designs and very high quality custom construction. But they don't have to be big houses, and square footages for houses can start as little as about 2,500 square feet and then go up from there. I haven't really seen anybody build a 2,500 square foot house, but I've seen a number in the 3,300 square foot range. So there's some more modest houses, and obviously there's some very, very large ones also.
And for people that are thinking about, okay, I'm going to buy a lot for $200,000, what, as you work with builders and, mm-hmm. and some very quality builders there in Keswick Estates, what is sort of the factor, if you will, you know, as far as land value versus the improvement? So if you've got $200,000, what kind of value house are they usually building in those?
You know, I would approach it a little bit different. The usual math that I see on home site to total package is 3 to 4 times the lot price is where you would expect to be as a total investment, and that's appropriate within Keswick also. But in general, I'd say within Keswick Estate, we're looking at homes that are going to be $200-$225 a square foot as a starting point and going up from there. A lot of them are built in the 250 range, but we've seen some that are up in excess of $325 a square foot. So it really depends on what somebody is choosing, and that's really the key there, is that these are custom homes. And people are choosing what they want. They sit down with the architect, they design the house, they're setting their own price parameters and picking their own materials that are going in those houses.
And Sharon, when you look outside of that community or outside Glenmore, obviously, you know, a lot of folks are attracted to other parts of Keswick because there are no covenants, they can do kind of whatever they want. And so when you drive along that scenic byway, you see a lot of, you know, small little ranches, and you see, you know, unbelievably wonderful estates. What are you seeing as you have people talk about Keswick, you know, from a price range and availability out in the just Keswick community as a overall outside the
Yeah, we call it life outside the gates, whether okay. they're the Glenmore gates or the Keswick gates, and it is kind of doing your own thing. And and any issues you just take up with the county, so to speak. You're right. There are very large farms and estate tracts, and but with that, over time, there were certainly some gifting and some heirs, and so you will find some grandfathered lots that maybe are under an acre. I think you have to be at least 2 acres and above now, but there are some little niches along, so you can kind of, I just looked real quick on the MLS this morning, and just for Keswick Albemarle County, there were a total of 84 listings, and they started as low as $94,000, and then the highest price right now is Old Keswick at $13.5 million. So that's huge, a huge span. But you can get cottages that have either need fixing up or have already been renovated, and offer you maybe you're next to a large tract of land, and you just have 5 or 10 acres to care about, but you've got the views as if you had an expansive farm.
Now, we always, you know, at the end of the day, run out of time here. So before we do run out of time, let's just talk a little bit. If Reeves folks want to know more about Keswick Estates and what's happening out there, what's one, what's the best way to reach you? And two, you know, who are the builders that are actually working in Keswick Estates? We'll give them a little bit of shout out while we're here this morning.
Well, the three primary builders that we work with are Shelter Associates, Alexander Nicholson, and Reinhardt Custom Homes. All three well-established, high-quality, reliable builders in our community. And the easiest way to reach both me and them and learn more about Keswick is just to go to www.keswick.com. And they'll find a link to the homes that we're building, the home sites, maps of the community, description of the amenities, as well as contact information for all of us.
Yeah, and I actually put that website up on the Real Estate Matters Facebook page a couple days ago, so folks can find that there too as well. Sharon, how about you?
Well, we have a website, Duke and Sharon at keswickproperties.com, and that'll get you started also.
Great, great. Talk a little bit more about, as this thing sort of evolves, where do you see the market going here in the next couple of years? Obviously, it's been a tough 4 or 5 years for all of us in the real estate industry, but there are glimmers of hope. And what are you all seeing in regards to people calling you and the interest that seems to be hopefully coming along?
I would say that the quantity of inquiries and all that we're getting is not huge, but it's steady. But more importantly, the quality of the inquiries that we're getting is much greater. So the people who are in the market are really in the market, and they're more serious than we've seen over the last couple or few years. And that's a really encouraging trend for me to see. They're people who are in the market and able and willing and planning to make decisions.
We've been pretty busy. In fact, last weekend, we were juggling three clients, two from the Boston area and one from North Carolina. Two of the three were UVA grads, and again, looking to come back and either, you know, have their country home or some sort of retirement plan. But they've really zoned in and done a lot of homework on the area.
You talk about 84 properties in that particular area. You talk about 30-some lots left. We're obviously still in a very price-sensitive you know, marketplace. Mm-hmm. And Reeves, you talk about the quality buyers and juggling three clients, Sharon. You know, are you seeing folks who are, you know, pretty savvy and
absolutely
sellers needing to be price sensitive with what they're offering out in the marketplace?
You know, the people who are buying in the price point that we're talking about are people who have a lot of financial savvy. They know what they're looking for. They know how to evaluate it, and they are cautious.
Our buyer was so cute. He opened up his MacBook Air and showed me all the information that he had been able to pull up on this particular house. And so I just let him give me the tour at that point.
You know, that's a great point. I know we got to go, but Reeves and Sharon, both of you, quality realtors, people can get the information wherever they want to get it, but they need folks like you guys to help them sort that information out and make the right decision.
Yep.
Thank you so much for being here, folks. Thanks for listening. Our time is up. We do indeed thank you for yours.